With more money going into electric vehicle charging, how will you plug in? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Biden administration is pushing for more Americans to fight global warming by speeding up the transition to electric vehicles. And that means we need more charging stations. Right now, there are around 100,000 chargers nationwide, and the White House says we need at least 500,000. And there's a lot of money going into building them. The infrastructure law, signed just last month, is sending $5 billion to states specifically to build out the charging network. But what will all this investment look like? Sam Houston is a senior vehicles analyst for the Clean Transportation Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. She says the rollout will include multiple types of chargers.
There are several different kinds that it could be, and I'm talking mostly about the power level. Typically, power level is divided into three categories. Level one is like just plugging your car into a regular outlet. Level two is like using kind of outlet that provides more power, like many appliances do, like a clothes dryer in a home. And then level three is that higher power charging that can provide much higher level of power and therefore charge the vehicle a bit more quickly. So for the most part, we would expect to see that higher power charging being the charging installed along highways. And I think as we move into the future, we'll see higher and higher power and therefore faster and faster charging being possible.
Let's say 5 years from now, this all gets rolled out the way the Biden administration wants it to, and I get an electric vehicle. How am I going to experience all of this funding out in the world?
These chargers should be installed at places where you'd already want to stop on a road trip. So that could be a local restaurant or grocery store in a town that you're passing through. You plug in while you're there and you can have your break and carry on whenever you're finished.
Will all these chargers work with all the electric vehicles?
The short answer is no. Where the DC fast charging is concerned, there are several different kinds of plugs. The good news is one kind of plug, which is called CHAdeMO, is basically being phased out. So most of the industry is really gathering around another kind of plug, which is called CCS. So that's good. That'll increase the potential for interoperability. Of course, Teslas have their own proprietary Tesla-specific fast charging plug. And so drivers will want to, you know, as they're planning their road trips, ensure that they are going to be passing through stations that either have their plug type or they have the adapter for that plug type.
A lot of EV charging is done at home by consumers rather than on the road. How does that change the way that the government will roll out this plan and that funds will be distributed?
These programs in the Infrastructure and Jobs Act really address the longer distance travel. Some drivers face barriers to installing charging at home. That could be for a variety of reasons. They may rent, or even if they own a condo, they're in a multi-unit dwelling where you have to get everyone on board from the landlord or homeowner association and the drivers and the other residents. And so until we have more ubiquitous access to easy home charging, some people may still be able to adopt an electric vehicle by using one of the community sites that we were speaking about earlier. And I actually have a couple of friends who are in that situation, and they've been making it work.
Sam Houston is a senior vehicles analyst at the Union of Concerned Scientists. There's also another $2.5 billion in grant money for increasing access to electric charging and other alternative fuels like natural gas along major travel routes. The Biden administration says that grant program is meant to prioritize areas with low income or rural communities, places that have been mostly left out of current EV charging networks. And now for some related links. The White House has a state-by-state fact sheet laying out just how much each state and territory is expected to get in EV charging funds. We'll have a link to it on our website, marketplacetech.org. Back in my home state of Missouri, for example, the formula for allocating the funding would send almost $100 million over 5 years to help build up charging infrastructure. And Sam Houston has her own fact sheet from the Union of Concerned Scientists with even more details about the different types of chargers and how the group thinks they should be deployed. We'll have a link to that as well. And finally, Vox's Recode points out that while this is a lot of money for EV charging, it's also less ambitious than the Biden administration's original plan. Like, half the money less ambitious. So, as they point out in the article, to build the same number of chargers with half the budget, it means more of those chargers will be slower and less expensive. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.